say, is everything okay? No, it's just, you've been acting a little strange, I guess. I just mean you've been acting kind of stiff today, and well, if there's something on your mind, I'd like to help with it. If you want, of course. It's not like I'd force you to accept my help. It's just, I'm worried about you. A little. Uh-huh. Just nervous, I guess. Well, would you like to talk about it? Alright, then keep your secrets. See if I care. Although, you know, if it would help you feel better, I'm nervous too. Yeah. When you said you wanted to spend this day, how did you put it?
I don't know, maybe just stay in with some Netflix.
I was kind of worried. Yeah, just a bit. I thought maybe, you know, that I thought this was more serious than it actually was. Maybe you were just looking for some casual fun instead of a full-on relationship. Yeah. Of course, I'd like a proper relationship with you. All the years I've known you, you've been such a sweetheart. Honestly, I'm surprised no one else has snatched you up. I mean, you're handsome, and you're doing well in uni, and you're funny. Although, I guess our sense of humor isn't for everyone. I still remember the first time I saw you, that first year calc lecture. You asked a prof a question, and I was like, oh, there's a guy who knows what's going on. I gotta get close to him. He can make sense of this math shit. Yeah. And now, here we are. You know, when you finally asked me out, best day of the year so far. That's right, you heard me. Yeah, sure, it's almost December. I know what I said. And I said what I meant. Quote me on that. Best day of the year. So far. It's true. So, yeah, I was all sad and mopey and worried all day. But then you're at the door and you looked, still look, by the way, so dashing. And then you made us this romantic home-cooked dinner, and it was really delicious. And those candles, and the flowers, gosh, I... All this to say, I'm having a great time so far. Wait, seriously, what's wrong? Are you alright? You seem really flustered. Is everything okay? Oh. I see. Well, I mean, the third date rule isn't something that people have to follow all the time, you know? Just because something is called a rule doesn't make it so. What about the 5-second rule? You wouldn't follow a rule like that, right? You pig! Oh my god! I hadn't realized I've been dating such a slob. But you get what I mean, right? And also, even if it were a rule, you know what they say? Rules were made to be broken. Yeah, that's right. You heard me. Then where did you find out about this third date rule anyway? Online. You know, there are people online who say the moon isn't real, right? I feel like my mom's saying this, but you can't trust everything you find online. If you or me, I mean, it don't feel ready, then we can just wait until we are. There's no rush to it. It's not like there's any race. And it's not like we'll go bad. I mean, we still have at least a few decades. Hopefully we get started before that, though. Know what I'm saying? Am I ready? Oh, sweetheart, I was born ready. Oh, wait a minute. That's not right. I wasn't born ready. Scratch that. I guess I'm a bit nervous, too. What's that? Really? You know, being a virgin isn't something to be ashamed about. Mm-hmm. That's right. You know, some people would say it's so romantic. You've been saving yourself all this time for that special someone. Hey, don't look at me like that. Some people actually would think that way. Just because you're a cynical man with your childhood innocence and sense of wonder shattered doesn't mean other people are like you. But even so, I'll give you another reason. My reason why you being a virgin is exciting for me. It's because I'll be your first time. Don't roll your eyes at me. Okay, that's on me. I'll explain it better. You're right. I'll be your first time. No shit, Sherlock, but I'll get to teach you whatever I want. And if I ask you to do something unconventional, you wouldn't have any reference. In fact, I could turn you into such a degenerate that you wouldn't even be able to keep another girlfriend after me. Oh. You see, you're like a clean palette that I get to paint however I want. And, well, that's wonderful, wouldn't you say? So, you wanna do the sex? Oh, wait, you're sensitive little virgin ears. You wanna pip-pip the diddly-do? Okay, then. I hereby decree this room is a now no-clothes zone. Let's go, then. Off with the clothes. You and me both. Oh, well, to quote Gordon Ramsay, finally some good fucking food. Maybe a where's lamb sauce? All right, listen up. Since you are a virgin, there are some things you probably don't know yet that I do know, since I'm not. Yeah, I'm not saying I'm a pro or anything, but I'm basically your senpai here, so I'm pretty sure what I say goes, and I say we'll start off with figuring out what you like. You know, work out the kinks, so to speak. And don't worry, you don't have to say anything if you're too embarrassed. Even if you won't tell me, our little friend here will tell me everything I need to know. And by friend, I mean penis. Or would you rather I call it dick? Wang? Dong? Donger? Dongerino? Or the ever popular cock? Cock it is then. See what I mean? Our buddy here will reveal all about what you're into. Now, let's see what kind of voice you like. Didn't know that, did you? Well, when people have the sex, sometimes the girl's voice changes, and the guy's changes too. Mm-hmm. Sometimes more dominant, more submissive, rougher, sweeter, stern, gentle, the whole shebang. So, let's see what you like, and what you like to hear. Let's start with the stern, dominant voice. You've been a naughty boy, and you deserve some punishment. A little bit of a reaction there. Let's try a kind of ditzy-ish, valley girl kind of voice. Oh my god, that is like the most amazing cock I've like ever seen. Ugh, okay, you seem to like it quite a bit, but our buddy here, not so much. Next voice, but a lower, more breathy kind of a husky voice. I'm gonna make you cry with pleasure. Quite a reaction there, mister. I'll keep that in mind. And one last test for today. A submissive kind of bratty girl. Oh, mister, I've been a naughty girl. What are you gonna do about it, huh? Well then, judging by your reactions, we'll go with the sultry voice for today. We'll have to push other voices to next time. Otherwise, we'll just be here all night listening to me try to be sexy in different voices. Yeah, sure. Of course you wouldn't mind, you big perv. And here I was, all excited I got to take your virginity. All right. Don't worry. Of course we will. But before that, we gotta do the foreplay. Starting with some kisses on your lips, on your neck, down your chest, and I'll just run my hands all over, gliding over your thighs, brushing around your waist, sweeping all around your back. Maybe, just maybe, I'll go for a deep kiss and just clutch you tightly and run my hands through your hair. Just enjoying being so close to each other. You smell nice. I like feeling you so close to me. Whisper into your ear. All hot and bothered, are you? That was the point. And soon, it'll be time to start paying some proper attention to your cock. Start with a kiss on the tip. And I'll slowly push the whole thing in my mouth. Then I'll pop it out and maybe I'll look up at you with my face so close to it, but not touching. So close. You feel my warm breath on your cock, but just too far that even with your twitches, it won't touch anything. Then I'll finally put it all the way in again, making sure to twirl my tongue around your head as it goes in. And then the classic up and down, then I'll suck and suck, maybe a lick or two. Wouldn't that be nice? The pressure from sucking, with my lips going up and down your cock, my tongue brushing against it. Of course, I won't forget your balls either. I'd be fondling them, rubbing them. Maybe a light squeeze now and then, if you want it, of course. Jeez. I've got myself all worked up, too. And here I'd plan to tease you for a bit longer. It's all your fault. You and your sexy-ass moans. Here it goes, then. Still gotta go on with the main event, so to speak. God, I'm so wet right now. All right, just lie there, and I'll get up here. Now I'll slowly, steadily slide myself down onto your cock. You can just lie back and let me take care of you. Your cock feels really nice inside of me. Now, you'd best prepare yourself. It's about to get just a little bit intense here. I said a little bit intense, but what I really meant was I'm gonna ride you so hard. I'll make you scream and beg for more. I'll make you come so hard you won't be able to walk tomorrow. Oh, God. I love those thrusts you're doing with your hips and your hands stroking over my body. Oh, God. Oh, don't stop doing that. God, this is better than any of the fantasies I came up with about this. Of course I fantasized about this. I'm just as big of a perv as you are, you remember? Oh, God, your moans too. God, those are good. I love it. Fuck, are you close? Is that too intense too fast? Here, I'll slow down a bit here. How about more of a grinding motion? It's not quite as stimulating, but it still feels good, right? Yeah, I know you just want to come now, but trust me. A little bit of edging goes a long way for a great orgasm. So just some grinding for now, so we can both catch our breath a little bit. And also, while we're slowing it down a tad, it's time for some kisses, too. Just a bit, though. We're starting up again very soon, okay? In fact, I would say right about now. Oh, yeah. Oh, there I go. Oh, you're close, aren't you? I want to feel you come inside me. Yeah, I want to feel you filling me up with your cum. Oh, God, I'm close, too. Don't stop with the thrusting. Oh, yeah, just like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, please, 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 come. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, God. Oh, God, I'm coming, coming, coming. Jesus, that's my train of thought for a bit there. You too, huh? Oh, just get off you now. Slowly, gently. Okay. Oh, God. I'll just lie here next to you for a bit. Could you wrap your arms around me? Yeah, that's nice. Alright, well, now you're not a virgin anymore. Next time, I'll teach you how I like it, okay? And we really should clean up. God, I don't want to get up, though. Let's just rest here a little bit more.